Honorable Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
The sustainer of all things. You sanctioned and declared it, Heavenly Father, and you said, Heavenly Father, it was good. So now, Heavenly Father, we who are your children, created in your spiritual image, we bow before your presence, for you are mighty God. You, Heavenly Father, sanction this day the words that we speak, the music that we play, and the people that are here have been preordained to hear a word from you for such a time as this. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, as well as those that are watching us live as we stream. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the fourth chapter, verses about 46 through 53. The Gospel of John, the fourth chapter, verses 46 through 53. And when you found it, say amen. Amen. Where we find these words, which are recorded. So Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at a point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down here, my child die. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, waiting on another miracle. Waiting on another miracle. I have wrestled, contemplated, debated, talked to the Lord about it concerning what he would have me say. I have wrestled, debated, and contemplated on where he would take this message. I have wrestled, waited, and contemplated what God will do at this particular prophetic day and this prophetic time. I have wrestled, waited, and contemplated the feeling, the indescribableness that I feel today about what God is doing under this dispensation or this church age as we migrate ourselves into a covenant agreement and a covenant relationship with the Lord. And the Lord is simply appealing to his people for such a time as this, as we come closer to him, as we fellowship with one another, as we embrace one another, as we celebrate one another, as we rejoice in our spiritual identity, as we call ourselves brothers and sisters in the Lord. I have wrestled with this word because God is in this word. Because when we are waiting on another miracle, in this life, we are all part of a miracle situation, and in this life, we see miracles every day. And in this life, I had a conversation with the Lord, and the Lord told me this morning as I had my conversation with it, he said, what do you see? I see the stars in the sky. He said, that's a miracle. He said, what else do you see? I see moon in the sky. He said, that's a miracle. He said, the air you breathe is a miracle. The clothes you wear is a miracle. Everything that you have a knowledge of is a miracle because I made it all. The power that I have is in everything and every miracle that you can imagine. You are a miracle. Yes. Created by a powerful God, who sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. You are a miracle. This place is a miracle, designed and created, orchestrated by our Lord, our God, and our King. This facility is designated to the Lord. Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, Hebrew words that simply mean God. He's a mighty God, a compassionate God, a giving God, a God who looked for me on how many faults and frailties and met us just where we are. Yeah. Oh, yes, you are a miracle because God could have wiped all of us out at any time. But because of his grace and his mercy, spared us to see another day. My brothers and sisters, as we continue our messages, plural, concerning the miracles of Jesus, it is clear and evident, according to scripture, that the Lord is still in the miracle working business. The Lord is still performing miracles every day. Every time we get in our car, every accident that you did not happen is part of a miracle working God. And when we witness the supernatural things happening, working on our behalf, we see what things that we know were impossible for man to do. We then understand the awesome powers of our Lord, our God, and our King. The last time we met with you, we shared, not now does not mean no. And that's perplexing, David, because it seemed like an oxymoron, but it really isn't. Not now does not mean no, because God has an eternity to do whatever he desired to do. An eternity to bless us according to his divine purpose and bless us according to his divine glory. Not now does not always mean no, because God is moving on behalf of his people. Because if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will they hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal them. And not now does not always mean no. Sometimes we take no as a definite negative, but not now does not always mean no.
That's right.
Come on now.
If we that way. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Not now does not always mean no, because God knows what he's up to. We sometimes get confused with the word not now. We think it's no, but not now does not always mean no. What kind of God is it that can take no and make it now? What kind of God is it that can baffle the concept of time? The same God that we trust and the same God that we serve is the same God that's blessing us right now. My brothers and sisters, when we see what God is up to, we see the many miracles of his deity. And we shared, even in that last message, how the disciples, after they saw the miracle that he worked, they then believed. How many miracles do we have to see before we believe? How many blessings do we have to get before we accept it? Not now does not always mean no, my brothers and sisters. And this, for the disciples, was the beginning of them having faith in Christ. When you know that you know that you know that you know he's blessing us and performing miracles, your faith is increased. Yes. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. But without faith, it is impossible to. For they that worship him must worship him in
spirit and
truth. See, you're reading your Bible. Those that know the Bible. My brothers and sisters, we want to begin to talk about something even in this message. It was a woman, and there it is again. Last week we talked about a woman named Mary, but here's another one. She was called a Samaritan woman. And then we want to talk about a royal official whose son needed healing. So in the Gospel of John, in that fourth chapter, the first woman in this chapter was named Mary, Jesus' mother. We see Mary, and we met Mary. And we see her at the first miracle in Cana of Galilee.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Now back to the hits, back to the music.
Please believe it.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.